Torah al Shishi, earlier Tes Kislev, 21st of November, Parashas Vayeshev, Rebel Knopf.
I wasn't aware that some of my regular listeners are also here, and we have to apply what the Ponovizhirov story. You know the story with the Ponovizhirov? He was in South Africa, I believe it was, and he was due to speak in many shuls. He spoke on Friday night, and he was going to say the same drosha over Shabbos morning, and he comes into shul and he sees the main bulk of people were the same ones as were there the night before. So what does he do about that? So Ponovizhirov was very clever. He was able to say a different drosha. And these people came up to him after the drosha, said, Rebbe, thank you very much, but you said such a lovely drosha last night, we wanted to hear it again last night. Okay, so you'll forgive me if you've ever heard what I've said on another occasion. When the gentleman called me up, I don't know which gentleman it is, about it, is he here? He told me he would remind me about it. He didn't. So it's a bit of a nest that I've arrived. That's number one. Number two, he gave me firm instructions that the Shir has got to be on the Sedra and on the Parasha. So I said, but it's the week of Hanukkah coming up. Can't we speak about Hanukkah? So he says, no, it's got to be on the Parasha. So I decided, no, Pshura, I'm going to speak about the Parasha, but we'll bring in Hanukkah to it as well, and we'll see how Hanukkah has to do with the parasha. If you don't like the comparison offers, you let me know. The Balaturim in this week's Sedra brings down I don't know if he brings it down or says it from himself. It says that the Yisroel, Ohav Vasyasef Mikol Bonov, Kiven Zukunim Hu Loi. It resulted in Yaakov giving Yosef the Ksonis Pasim. Yisrael Ohav as Yosef, he loved him. Mikol Bonov, from seemingly more than all his other children. Ki ven zakunim hu loy. So ven zakunim has various pshatim, which even Rashi himself discusses more than one pshat, what ven zakunim means. But ven zakunim obviously was the reason why Yosef was attached to Yaakov more than any of the sons, or Yaakov was attached to Yosef more than to any of the other sons. The Balaturim says the word zakunim reads zroim, kodshim, nezikim, yeshuois, anoshim actually, yeshuois, and moed. Now, you know that the Shisha Sidra Mishnah is, as we know, Zroim, Moed, Noshim, Nezikim, Kodshim, and Taharas. And we also know, and it's Kedai and worth mentioning straight away, there is a Gemara in Shabbos, in Daf Lamed Aleph, where the Gemara brings a posuk and says that this posuk refers to the Shisha Sidra Mishnah, to the six Mishnayos. V'hoyo, Emunas, Itecho, Choysen Yeshuois Chochmas Odos. If you say V'yitan Lecho, you might recognize the pasuk from V'yitan Lecho because it comes into V'yitan Lecho. And the Gemara says, Emuno is Seid Zroim, Itecho is times, it's Moed, Choysen is Noshim, Yeshuois is Nezikim, Chochmas is Kodashim, and Vodas is Taharas. So we have, as we have it, Zroim Moed Noshim Zikim Kodshim Taharas, and we have it in this pasuk of Emunas Yitecho Chesin Yeshuas Chochmas Vodas. So the Balaturim has used a bit of a mixture here by telling us that the word Zakunim is the Shisha Sidra Mishnah. Zroim Kodshim Noshim Yeshuas, which is Nezikim, so we've swapped over to the pasuk, and Moed. Now, I'm sure you've all noticed by now, only five letters in Zakunim. It's not spelt with a Vov. There's one Seder of the Mishnayos which is left out. Seder of the Mishnayos which is left out is Taharas. the last one, which is Taharas, is left out. And there's a question why that is. I'll come back to it, Bli Neder, but the Chidush Horim famously said, Taharas, which is the last Seder, which is referring to Tumah v'Tahara, is Habol l'Taher, Masayin Oysa, the Gemara says. Somebody who wants to purify himself, then he gets Siyata Deshmai, he gets help from the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's Masayin Oysa. It's got to start from him. Taharas has to start from the person himself, and equally with the limud, the learning of Seder Taharas, you've been supplied with enough material by having learnt the five Sidorim. The sixth Seder, which is the Seder of Taharas, somehow has got to come from oneself. So there was no Taharas. But Yaakov had taught Yosef five of the Sidorim. Besides Taharas, he taught him five of the Sidorim Mishnayos. And this is what's going to be the link to Chanukah as well, is what carried Yosef through his bitter, bitter golus of Mitzrayim. And you find in the Degel Machne Ephraim, it says, unbelievable, if you know in Parshas Miketz, you probably remember from last year, it says in Parshas Miketz, when Yosef was taken out after he had been in prison for those years, and it says, when he became the second in command in Mitzrayim, so Vayarkev Oisai B'Mirkeves HaMishne Asher Loi. So the literal translation is Vayarkev Oisai. They put him into this carriage, Vayarkev Oisai B'Mirkeves HaMishne, a carriage which was reserved for the second in command, the viceroy of Mitzrayim. And he was toward Mitzrayim in that way, Vayarkev Oisai B'Mirkeves HaMishne Asher Loi. So the Degel Machne Ephraim says, referring to this Balaturim, it was the Torah Shebal Peh, the Mishnayos, which he had been learning by Yaakov, and continuously going through a Chazorah, and repeating and going over the Mishnayos that he had learned with his father, by Yarkev Oisai B'Mirkeves HaMishneh. Mishneh is now referring to Mishnayos, but Merkeves HaMishneh Asher Loi, that he possessed from what his father had taught him. And I think we can add a little remez, in Gemara there's 36 Masechtas, as 36 Neiris of Chanukah. Asher Loi, Loi is Lamed Vov is 36, so besides the Merkeves HaMishneh, which is the Mishnayos, there's the Asher Loi, in addition, which is the 36 Masechtas of the Gemara. This is what carried Yosef through the Golas, and we see that as well. He sent back, that's in next week's Sedra, actually not, it's in Vayigash, when Yosef finally sent the message to his father from Mitzrayim, that Ani Yosef, and I'm still alive, and you should come down. What did he send? He sent Vayar Yaakov Esua Golas. Well, Golos are the carriages that he had sent. And Chazal tell us they were in the middle of learning about Eglo Arufo, Eso Golos. There's another midrash in Parshas Nosoi. Eglos, there was Sheish Eglos Tzov. Sheish Eglos Tzov. Together, the 12 Shvatim donated to the Mishkan. 6 Agolos, 2, 1 Agola for 2 Shvatim. It was Sheish Eglos Tzov. And the Medrash says, the Sheish Eglos Tzov is Keneged, the Shisho Sidrei Mishnah. And Mizrok Echot Kesef, which is what we learn actually on Chanukah, the Mizrok Echot Kesef in the Mishkan, the Mizrok Echot Kesef is Keneged Yosef, who's Shenizrak the Mitzrayim, who's thrown to Mitzrayim. That's the Mizrok, which is the Lashon Zarika. I just heard, I think, talk about before in the previous year about Zorik and Zarika. Zarika is Mizrok Echad, that he was thrown down to Mitzrayim. And Shivim Shekel B'Shekel HaKodesh. It's all referring to Yosef and the fact that he was managed to survive spiritually through the Golus of Mitzrayim. Now, you may remember a Rashi in Vayigash, which is a very difficult Rashi to understand. It says in the Pasuk there, Ula Oviv Sholach Kozois. He sent to his father, Kozois. That's what it says in the Pasuk. It says, Rashi, what does Kozois mean? So Rashi says, Yayin Yoshan Shedas Zakenim Noichim Hamelim. Literally translated, he sent his father a flask of wine, old wine, Yayin Yoshan. Shedas Zakenim, old people are happy with it. Shedas Zakenim Noichim Hamelim. It sounds a bit strange, and I've seen many Sforim who've actually given their own comments about this strange Rashi. Rashi should say, Shedas Zakenim Yayin Yoshan. That is what Yosef thought. He'd send a bottle of whiskey to Yaakov just at that time when Yaakov would be finding out about the fact that Yosef was still alive. Just that was in his mind, sending him a bottle of wine, Yayin Yoshan. There's a much deeper pshat than the Rashi. You know what he sent him? Yayin, the Masechta Sofrim says, Gemara, refers to Torah Shebal Peh. Mayim is Torah Shebiksav, it's the written Torah. Yayin is the Torah Shebal Peh. Yoshan is the old Torah Shebal Peh that he had been a Kabbalah and accepted already from his father because his father taught him. Now remember, there was one Seder missing, wasn't there? The missing was the Seder Taharas. Taharas in the Pasuk of Emunah Sitecho Chesin Yeshuas is called Das. Chochmas or Das. Das is Seder Das. Shedas, stop and a comma. Zakenim, that was the word of the five Sedorim. Noichim Hamenu. The Zakenim, which was the first five Sedorim that he had already learned, now was joined by Das, and Yosef sent this message to Yaakov. You know, Father, I've learnt the Seder Taharas as well, which you didn't teach me because I was supposed to learn it myself, and I did. Shedas Zakenim Noichim Hamenu. He adds now Seder Taharas to it, and now he's completed the Shishat Remezhin. Now you understand why Yaakov was happy, Vayofog Liboy, when he heard that Yosef had actually not only done Chazora over the five Sedorim that he had taught him, but he'd done the sixth Seder as well, the Seder of Taharas. Now, the Masa is, how did he manage through this Golos in Mitzrayim to be able to, without any support and on the contrary, all the Nisyonis that he had in Mitzrayim, how did he manage to do it? There's one or two psukim, maybe even, in the Parsha in this week, which really, really gives us an insight as to what happened and how Yosef managed to do that. And that is in chapter Lamed Tes, it says in Posuk Beis Gimel and Dalet. You can see how there's a stress on exactly this happening. Vahi Hashem es Yosef. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with Yosef. Vahi Ish Matzliach. He was an Ish Matzliach. Not everybody, unfortunately, is an Ish Matzliach. Yosef was an Ish Matzliach. Vayar Adonov, Potifar, who was his master, saw ki Hashem itay. He saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with him. Anything that he did, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was matziach. Vayimtso Yosef chein be'enov. He found favor in his eyes. Vayshores Yosef b'chol yeshlei nosam b'yodei. What was it? So Rashi says one thing in ki Hashem itay. Shem shamayim shogur v'viv. Yosef never left. He was never Masiach Das. He didn't forget for one moment about the fact that the Ribbono Shelom was looking after him, the Ribbono Shelom was with him the whole time, whether it was in the deep hole, in the deep dungeon that he was, wherever it was, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with him, Ayhi Hashem Itay, HaKadosh Baruch Hashem Shalom Shalom, and Yosef understood and felt it. And he felt the Ribbono Shelom's hand holding him, and because of that, he was able to stick to the Shisha Sidra Mishnah or the Chamisha Sodorim and add the Shisha Sodorim of the Shisha Sidra Mishnah, because that same Pasuk says, which I quoted from the Gemara in Shabbos, V'hoyo emunah sitecho choseng yeshois chochmas v'doas yiras Hashem hi oitzorei. And the Gemara says, if there's yiras Hashem, then you're able to have a storage place for the Torah. If there's no yiras Hashem, then not. So he kept it together. You know, he also says in Parshas Miketz when he's talking to his brothers, Esso elekim mani yorei. I fear the Ribbono Shel Olam. If there's yiras Hashem and fear of the Ribbono Shel Olam, which goes with, and the person thinks every single thing that's happening to me is the Ribbono Shel Olam wants it to be happening to me, and I've got Hashem holding my hand the whole time, that was the key, and that was what kept Yosef attached to the Torah that he had learnt from his father, the Torah Sheba'al Peh that he learnt from his father, and that kept him through his bitter golus. Now, Chanukah is really, really identical, and I'll tell you why. You know, the Yevonim, the Greeks, they made many gzeiros on against Klal Yisrael, and Chazal tell us in the Medrash, Bo Yovan or Shor v'Gozru, they made gzeiros v'choshchu einayim shel Yisrael v'omru. Now listen to the list of things that they said. Kol mi shemazkir shemoi shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yidoker b'cherev. Anybody who mentions the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be, what's yidoker, a sword will be thrust into him. Yidoker, stabbed. Oh, very good. Stabbed by a sword, b'cherev. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Malchus Yovan, Wagoyzer Gzeira, you're not allowed to be Mazke Shem Shemaim. Shem Shemaim, the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what they were aiming at the whole time. And it says, another one, Kol Mishichte Ksuba. You write a Ksuba for your wife, then Yikru Etzbo'isov. You also get into some sort of trouble from Malchus Yovan. Then they said even more, Kisvu Al Keren Hashoyer. She'ein lachem chelek b'elekei Yisroel. You know what that means? Kisu lachem al kerem ashoy, right on the horn of the ox. Ein lachem chelek b'elekei Yisroel. You have nothing to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I once heard from Bleib Gurovich, Sechon Ed Avrocha, that was the Rosh Hashiva in Gateshead. He said, kerem ashoy, if they wanted them to write and to remember, Chas v'shalom, ein lechem chelek, you've got no chelek, but a kei sol in God, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why write it on a keren hashoyer? You know what he said? He was once in the museum, a British museum. He saw that in the olden days, they used to give the babies to drink from, not bottles, but they used to put the milk into a keren hashoyer. That's what they made. It was a clay kibble, and they were able to put the milk into it. That's how they used to get the baby. They wanted the babies, from when they were feeding and from when they were drinking the milk, to know we've got nothing chas v'shalom to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Enochem chelek b'elekei Yisroel. What was burning them so much? You know, in Al HaNisim, we say a bit different. In Al HaNisim, we say, Lahashkicham teirosecho, ulha'aviram mechukei ritzenecho. Lahashkicham, they said, they want them to forget Torah. Ulha'aviram mechukei ritzenecho. There's a bit of a remez here in Al Haviro Mechuke Ritzanecho. You know, the famous Chazal tell us that Yevonim were goyzer three things: Bris Milah, Chodesh, no Rosh Chodesh, and no Shabbos. Why did Paul choose these three things? You know why they chose these three things? If you'll carefully analyze, you'll see. These three things are all to do with Shem Hashem. Milah is the badge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is Chosum, which is engraved into every single person on his body. That's the Shem Hashem, that's the Milah. Shabbos, as you know, says in Rishon Ruvenesis HaShabbos, Lars says, Es HaShabbos HaDoreisom, Beini Uvemenes HaOisi La'olam, and it says three times, the Rosh HaTevis, Es HaShabbos Larses, Es HaShabbos HaDoreisom, Oisi le'olam, three times in Rosh Shomru, you have the Rosh Hetevas of Oihel. Oihel means your tent. What's it saying? HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Shabbos, by the three Sudas, which is three times on Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashre his Shechina onto every single house. That's Shabbos, where one attaches oneself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chodesh, you might know in the some of the Sidurim it's printed that you should be every Chodesh of the year has got, according to the Arizal, Cheshbon, which is a different way of Yudke Vovke. And as you know, the 12 times, which is 12 Chodoshim, times 26, which is the Shem Havaya, Shem of Yudke Vovke, makes exactly the same number as Chodesh. Chodesh is 312. 312 is 26 times 12. 26 times 12, because Chodesh is in the Zman, is also the Hashruas HaShchina, which is all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything that the Yevonim did, and every Gzeira that they did, was only in order that Klal Yisrael shouldn't have Chas V'Sholem anything to do with the Shem Hashem, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's a Ksuba got to do with Shem Hashem? You know, the Gaon says an Ish and an Isha is the Yud of the Ish and the Hey of the Isha is just the Yud K. But where's the Vov Hey? So the Vilna Gaon says the Ksuba that gets now at the document between the Ish and the Isha has got the Vov Hey. It's Ksav Vov Hey, Ksav Vov Hey. Add the Vov Hey to the Yud Hey, and that makes the complete name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So every single household has a Hashor, Sashchina, Yud Kei, and they knew that, the Yevonim, and that's why they made this Gezerah of Shelo Yichtev Ksuba. They shouldn't have a Ksuba. They shouldn't mention the Shem Hashem Chas V'Sholem. They should write Ein Lechem Chelek Belek Esor. Why was that? The Yevonim, the Greeks, were, as we know, and we know this from Chazal as well, from all the nations of the world, they were the cleverest and the most intellectual, the Yevonim. But they knew that Klal Yisrael far, far surpassed them in every single part of Chochmah. Klal Yisrael knew much, 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 much more than what they knew, and they knew it, and they knew why as well. It came from the original brocha after the Mabul, where Noach gave a brocha to Shem and to Yofes. So Shem was Klal Yisrael, and Yofes, as we know from the Torah, the Greeks came from Yofes. Now, it was after the story with Noach after the Mabul, and the Brocha was because Shem had done much more than what Yofes had done, as Rashi points out in the Torah. So it says that Yaftarikim the Yofes, the Yishkoin Ba'ale Shem, the Shechina will be Shaira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Mashra, his Shechina, on the Zera, the descendants of Shem, which is Klal Yisrael, not Nefes. And the Greeks knew that the only reason was Shalei Alpi Derech HaTeva, not something which is understood Alpi Teva at all, that Klal Yisrael were greater than them, and Klal Yisrael far surpassed them in Chochmah, only because they were attached to the Ribbono Shel Olam, the Yiras Hashem Hi Oitzore. And that is what gave them a supernatural koyach in Chochmah. And that's what they didn't want. So anything that in Klal Yisrael had to do with Shem Hashem, that is what they wanted to be oikel, they wanted to uproot from Klal Yisrael. And that's why when we say in Al HaNisim, Lahashgicham Torasecho, we know the only way Yosef survived with his Torah is because Yiras Hashem Hi Hoitzorei, it was Shem Hashem Shogol Befiv. They didn't want this Torah to exist by Klal Yisrael. Torah Shebal Peh, exactly what Yosef carried with him through the scholars, is what they didn't want that Klal Yisrael should possess. They wanted Lahashkicham Torasecho. How are they going to do the Lahashkicham Torasecho? By making all these gezeiros that the Shem Hashem shouldn't be existent, Chas V'Sholem, by Klal Yisrael, and that was the pshat in all these gezeiros. Ulhaviron mechukei retzenecho, chukei retzenecho, in Remez, refers to the three things that we mentioned before, Mila, Chodesh, and Shabbos, because Mila is choik b'shei reisom, as we say in the Brocha B'Mila, that's the engraved badge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on a person's body. Shabbos, you know, was given in Moro, Shom Som Loi, Choik, or Mishpat V'Sham, it's also called Choik. And thirdly, Chodesh, we know that we say V'chukei Roshei Chodoshim Lehem Kavoto. All of them are called Choik, so when we say in Al HaNisim, Ulhaviro Mechukei Retzanecho, we are beremez saying the Gzeira of Mila Chodesh and Shabbos. But the main tachlis was, and the main goal was, Lahashkicham Torasecho, to make them forget the Torah. And what does it say in Al HaNisim further, when the Nes happened? Ulcho osiso shein godol v'kodesh v'lamecho. The only thing, the Python could bring out the point that Klal Yisrael were menatzech, and they were victorious over the Yevonim, is by saying ulcho osiso shein godol v'kodesh v'lamecho. This Shem Hashem, which they tried to uproot from Klal Yisrael, was ulcho osiso shein godol v'kodesh v'lamecho. This was by the Nes of Chanukah. So really, really and truly, what we're saying is that the Nes of Chanukah was basically the Yevonim trying to be Oikar Hashem Hashem, knowing, or not knowing, I don't know, that Yosef survived the whole Golus in exactly that way, by keeping hold of the Torah that he had accepted from his father, the Torah Shebapeh. How? By Shem Hashem Shogor Al Piv. So this same Shem Hashem, which is Shogor Al Piv, that's all. You know, there's a famous vort, which maybe many of you know, we say in Yevonim, Uminoisa kan kanim, nasa neis la sheshanim. Sheshanim is Klal Yisrael. Uminoisa kan kanim, what's the noisa, what's left over from kan kanim? It says that, you know, we have the Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim, Hashem, Hashem, Keil, Rachel, Rachamon. These Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim are parallel to the Yud Gimel, which we say every day in Davening, B'Shloshes Midas, HaTorah Nidreshes. The Torah is Nidreshes with Yud Gimel. I don't want to go through all of them, but the last one is, as you know, that Shnei Ksuvim HaMakhishim Zeh, we have two psukim which contradict each other. Bo HaKosav HaShlishi V'Yachriya Beneihem. The third pasuk is usually something which is able to answer the contradiction that you have between two psukim when you find the third pasuk, which we won't go into in detail now. One of the kashas, one of the questions asked is, it says in the end of the Yud Gimel Midas, V'nake lo yenake. So V'nake means HaKadosh Baruch Hu will forgive you, and lo yenake means he won't forgive you. So it's a stira. So the Chazal in Rosh Hashanah, Masechta Rosh Hashanah, asked the question, is it V'nake or is it lo yenake? The answer is, it depends. V'nakeh l'shovim, and it's lo yenakeh le'eino shovim. He'll forgive those who do tshuva. He won't forgive those who don't do tshuva. V'nakeh lo yenakeh. So it's not a contradiction, which is parallel to shnei ksuvim ha'achishim ze'ezeh ad sh'yovo ha'kosav ha'shlishi v'yachriya b'neim. Now if you take v'nakeh lo yenakeh, v'nakeh and yenakeh, take the two words, v'nake and yenake. So, if you take out the middle, you've got kan kan. Twice nun kuf, nake and yenake. What have you got left? You've got left shem hashem, yud ke tov ke. You follow that? V'nake and yenake. V'nake has nun kuf in the middle, and it has vov he on the outside. Yenake has nun kuf in the middle, and it has yudke on the outside. So minoisa kan kanim, what's left over from kan kan, that was the shem hashem, which is nasa neis la sheshanim. That was the neis la sheshanim. And this is the limud that we have to have, parashas vayeshev, which always comes close to Chanukah, that the shem hashem should be shogur al Pinu on our mouths, and in Yetshem we should all be zeicha to Hashros Hashchina, and we should all be zeicha to a lichtig Chanukah and a good Shabbos, and all the other brachas that we need.